A Chilliwack man was found guilty of the 2022 murder of 64-year-old Holbert Tew in Mission. The jury came to the decision on Thursday, February 27, at BC Supreme Court in Abbotsford. The trial began January 13 and wrapped up with closing submissions on February 25. Matthew Bauer, 29, now faces an automatic life sentence for second-degree murder. He previously pleaded not guilty to the charge and elected to be tried by jury. During closing submissions, the defense asked the jury to find Bauer guilty of manslaughter. The defense lawyer argued that the Crown couldn't prove Bauer's intent, with intoxication on methamphetamines as a relevant factor. The charges stem from a fatal stabbing on deck 14, 2022 at a 4th Avenue residence in Mission near Mary Street at approximately 7 a.m. Holbert, Holly, Tew was living with his brother David in a longtime family residence in Mission at the time of the stabbing. At the beginning of the trial, the Crown told the jury that Holbert fell asleep on a couch in the living room on the day of his death and didn't check to make sure the doors were locked. David Tew was awoken in the basement suite by loud noises and saw a man unknown to him standing at the top of the stairs. During a confrontation with Bauer, he saw his brother emerge, per the Crown. Holbert had been stabbed 4 times with wounds to the head, neck and back. The Crown said David grappled with the man, and they fell, with both men biting each other in the struggle as well. The younger man gained the upper hand and David got away to call 911, per the opening remarks. First responders attempted life-saving efforts, but Holbert was pronounced dead on the scene. At the time, investigators from RCMP's Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT, identified 27-year-old Bauer as a suspect and arrested him on January 6, with a second-degree murder charge coming the following day. During closing submissions, the defense said there was no dispute that Bauer was using a significant amount of meth and he was not in a state that made him appreciate his surroundings. He pointed out the possible influence of drug-induced psychosis on the attack. According to the closing submissions, Bauer was seeing shadow people and thought Holbert Tew had a gun. The defense lawyer said Bauer misperceived a threat due to his drug-induced state. How could you possibly perceive a sleeping man as a threat unless your thinking is impaired? The lawyer asked. Bauer's lawyer argued that if there was intent to kill Tew, Bauer wouldn't have stopped. He said nothing in the evidence suggests Bauer was prevented from continuing the attack. The Crown prosecutor said the case was tragic for Holbert Tew, his brother David who confronted Bauer and testified in the trial, and even Bauer himself. He said at its core, it's a simple case, Bauer chose to break into the Tews' home after using meth with the intent to steal things to pawn for money and became fearful of the sleeping Holbert after entering. The Crown added that the information on Bauer's meth use on the day of the incident was wildly inconsistent and unreliable. Bauer's recollections on the amount of meth he consumed ranged to as high as 42 grams. This is like a Herculean amount of methamphetamine, a forensic psychiatrist testified. Bauer unreasonably believed that Tew was a mortal threat, the Crown said. Bauer told police and testified to the jury that he had a fight-or-flight response. He also testified that he remembered stabbing Tew, bam, right in the head, but only remembered stabbing him once. The Crown argued Bauer formed the intent for murder in choosing to fight, not using brass knuckles in his pocket or items from the living room, and creeping to the kitchen to find a knife. A sentencing hearing will be held at a later date to determine when Bauer is eligible to apply for parole, which can range from 10 to 25 years. Bauer's next court appearance is slated for March 4 to set the date.